Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign, quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome to the Permission to Activate podcast. I'm your host, Mallory Campbell. I am a certified master trauma-informed coach, and this is the very first episode of this new show. And I could not be more excited to be bringing you all of this content. I was just going live on my stories before this because it's been a process to get here. I'm not going to lie. So if you've listened to our other show with my husband, I co-hosted the Destined to Be podcast with my husband of over 12 years now. We've recorded over 200 episodes of that show. And I sat down to record this episode and I'm like feeling like this is the first podcast that I've ever recorded in my life. And it's a little crazy because all of my other shows that we've done together, we recorded, I would say, out of the 200 plus episodes, like 95% of them were together. So I've had a co-host for the majority of my podcast career. Not that I was using this as a career. However, we just discovered that that show, doing it, I would say, almost 2 years, has over 100,000 downloads. And we've tracked none of the metrics, none of the statistics, whatever it is behind that show. So it was really interesting to see that even though we kind of took a break from the show, we haven't recorded in a couple months, that we still cracked 100,000 downloads, which is really awesome and pretty impressive. I was pretty excited about that. With that being said, if you're new here, welcome. The Destined to Be podcast, it was more of a couples podcast. The both of us, we chatted on things going on in your relationship, how to navigate certain conversation topics and all of the things like that. So this show is just for women, women only. I mean, there might be, you know, potential dude or man listening, and welcome. You are also welcome here. But this really felt like so much more in alignment. Not that we won't ever record couples podcasts again or re-record into the Destined to Be brand. We actually recorded a very special exclusive episode with two special guests that will be airing. I don't even know when this show is going to air. So that's one of the coolest things is that I took massive action. I started working with a friend, a mentor of mine. She's a really dear friend of mine. And we started into a one-to-one container. I went on her retreat April of 2023. And it really pushed me and it really sparked something inside of me that this brand, this evolution, the message that I have to share needs to get out in this world. And whether that's going to be podcast or products or retreats, it's going to be all of those things. But the podcast itself, it's like, I like to look at it like you're having a conversation with a really close friend is how I like to see it, because we just get to go, we can't go back and forth, right? But when I listen to podcasts, I'm either driving or walking or cleaning the house or doing something. And I feel like whoever is hosting that show is speaking a message right to me, whether it is in a season that I can relate to. But the more vulnerable and open, more stories you can share, the more I feel connected to whoever is leading that podcast. And that's really what I want to bring into this space for this podcast, is for it to feel really comforting and maybe a little uncomfortable at times, because when we're in a season of growth, or even if you're in a more of a season of stillness or slowing down or really diving deep into your healing journey, which I'm going to talk a lot about, a lot of my coaching is in the somatic realm where we go into the body and start to feel things. And for me, for the majority of my life, I'm now 36 years old. I just turned 36 in December. So this is going to be airing in January 2024. And that's another thing, is that I haven't even recorded the intro to this podcast. I'm going to be very open and vulnerable here, because there's a lesson. There's a lesson in every season. There's a lesson in every situation. There's always a lesson. And for this, if you take anything away from done this. A lot of the women that I work with women in one-to-one containers, retreat spaces, group masterminds, small group coaching. I host a lot of local events. I'm in Michigan. So if you're tuning in from somewhere outside of the state that I live in, welcome. And for those of you who are more local in this area, you may have attended one of the workshops that I run. I run mind, body, breath workshops. They are 90-minute workshops where we do a blend of breath work and movement, and we really allow ourselves to sink into our body, to feel what is there, release what's no longer serving us. We create it's such a beautiful space that you feel open and held and safe, which is one of the biggest things, especially for me in my own healing journey. I've been on this more somatic, deep healing journey for the last 2.5-3 years. And finding safety has been one of the things that has really boosted and skyrocketed and really taken the embodiment of this journey to the next level, because I was operating in fight, flight, freeze, fawn state for so long that it was very unfamiliar and it wasn't safe to feel my own feelings. And once I found the safety within other trusted friends, women, people in my community, I've developed really close friendships with some of my female friends that have been very intentional. And it's really about creating the safety in order to feel these big feelings. Because for me, the majority part of my life, it wasn't safe to feel. So I would automatically flip into fight, flight, freeze, fawn, pick or choose. It's a combination of all of them for a lot of us. And I would operate from that place. And that would carry over in my business, in my friendships, in how I basically just walked on this earth, in my relationships as a parent. I have 2 kids. Again, if you're new here, I have a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old, 2 boys. So if you have other boys, if you're a boy mom out there, I feel you, girl. I feel you deeply. They have a mount of energy that I can't even begin to explain. So with that being said, I was constantly operating from one of these places that just, there was no safety there. So in these workshops, within these workshop spaces, you're able to sink deep into your feelings, whatever you're meant to feel. There is no right or wrong. It's just what is, what your body, what your mind, what emotions are available, and what you're meant to experience that day. I'm really, really big on allowing yourself the space to feel into and express where your body is at right now. You're meeting yourself where you are. You're not pushing yourself too far with the expectation of, oh, I was supposed to show up this way and have this big release and do this thing. No, you're going to experience what you're meant to experience because that's what you're experiencing. And that's one of the most beautiful things. So within these workshops, you're able to allow yourself to take a step out of your everyday lives and give yourself what you need. We're going to dive into all of these things on more episodes, as this is the very first episode. So we're not going to go too deep. I sound like my husband. If you've ever listened to our previous show, he would, you know, say, we're going to talk about this thing and then keep it really light and then go into this 5D experience. And we'll do all of that. I've had some requests for episodes that we're going to go deep into some journey space that I have been in, deep into imposter syndrome, deep into a lot of what we're experiencing in this human world. And we're going to go there. But for this first episode, I really want to dive into permission to activate, what that means for you, what that means for me, how this brand really evolved into what it is. Because in 2020, I launched my very first group coaching program called Level Up. And it was really, I don't want to say ignorance on fire, because there was no ignorance involved. It was just like, I'm going to do this thing and I'm going to see where it goes. I didn't have a full plan. I had a big idea and I hired my first coach, as you'll hear throughout this entire podcast. All of the episodes, I am huge on finding coaches, mentors, groups of women, masterminds, whatever that looks like for you. It's basically a level of support that you're seeking out, that you're investing in, whether it's time, money, energy, whatever it may be. So for the most part, it's all of those things, because they take time, they take money, they take energy. Sometimes they don't take money. But you're giving your most valuable resource to something else. So if I'm investing in something, I am making sure I'm going all in if it feels right, if it's in alignment, not being afraid to pivot or really reassess if needed. But finding these groups, finding these coaches, finding these mentors has taken me personally to the next level like I've never experienced. So back in 2020, I hired my first coach, who's now a friend of mine. She's a wonderful, wonderful coach in this space. And I told her, I'm like, I want to start this group. And here's my idea. I have no idea how to do it. I will tell you a little bit about myself. The back end of things as far as email logistics of like setting things up as far as like, well, how do I make this email go into this thing? And then this sets off this, that's not my strong suit. So now I'm at a place, fortunately, where I can outsource these things. But in the beginning, I'm like, I have no idea how to do any of these things. What do I do? So I found somebody who was doing what I wanted to do, and I hired her to be my coach. And so we worked together for a couple months and came up with a plan that I wanted to structure a group program, because I have a background, if you're new here, in fitness. I co-owned a fitness studio for over 7 years back in, I think we started in 2011, and I exited that business, I think, in 2018 or 19. And I also have a background in network marketing. So between both of those things, which I loved so much, they served me dearly. I learned so many things about working with people, coaching women, really figuring out how people work in this, in the realm of network marketing. I was in a beauty business for 3 or 4 years, you know, a team of a couple hundred women. And what was missing in my personal training background, I taught group fitness and ran, you know, fitness programs, taught every class that there was available. Between network marketing, building this team of women, and running this fitness studio, simultaneously personal training women, is that they had these goals, had these things that they wanted to achieve, right? Back then, it wasn't that long. It was, you know, 7, 8 years ago. Like, you got to have the goals, and you got to like smash the goals and reach the goals and hit the goals. So I was operating in a very masculine place, and we'll dive into this later in these episodes. But these women were wanting to, you know, lose a 10 pounds, tone this area up, hit this next rank, hit this next level of income. And what was missing for a lot of the women, and myself included in a lot of these areas, is that we were focusing so much on the external goals and achievements that we were missing the entire mindset piece that went along with achieving these things. And now I operate more from a place of intentions and focus, and we'll get into all of that. But there was something that was missing. And that was the key thing that I wanted to bring into this space, into this personal development world. I was dipping a toe, and I'm like, can I really get into this coaching? I identified myself as a mindset coach when I first started back in 2020. And it was beautiful. The first program that I ever launched, it sold out. I had a little post-it sitting on my note in my office back at our old house before we moved. And it said, I will sell out by 8/25, August 25th. And I did it. On the last day, I had a woman come in who, you may know who you are if you're listening to this episode. She's been with me since day one, you know, slid into the DMs and sent me a message and was like, I don't know what this is, but I think I want to do it. And she signed up and took the last spot. And I had a beautiful group of 12 women in this program called Level Up VIP, which is funny because I just chose a name and I'm like, this is it, and I'm going to run with it. And if you've known me, if you know me personally, if you've known me for a while, if you followed me on social media for a while, this is how I operate in a lot of areas of life, is I'm like, this feels good. Let's do this. Let's go. And that has served me really well. And it still does in a lot of aspects, because it takes out the questioning yourself and double guessing yourself and really that imposter syndrome that comes with it. And you're like, who am I to do this? And who's going to follow me? And who's going to listen to me? And who's going to buy this thing? Or who's going to whatever, show up to this thing or subscribe or like it or comment or whatever, put in your own thing in there. And that's really allowed me to just take massive action. However, I was missing all of the somatic parts of how I was actually feeling, how I was going to embody all of this, because you end up hitting a certain level to where you are so, I don't want to say filled up with things, but you're holding so much that you can't hold anything else until you either find a way to release it or process it or really allow yourself to sink in to some of the feelings and experiences that you're having. So now, from what I was doing in 2020, this brand has evolved. Like, I can't even tell you, it doesn't even look the same. And when I go back and look at 2020, my, not that branding is everything, but my branding was like light pink and neon green. And it was just so much different than how I have evolved now. And it's really cool to look back and see. And I also want to pair that with so much gratitude for where I was and the journey that I took to get here. And when we were starting, if you've been in any of my programs before, if you've listened to any, you know, podcast episodes, I will share this story. And if you're a newer listener, even if you've heard this story, a lot of times you'll pick out different things. And back even before I launched Level Up, Jeremy, my husband, you see him as Jeremiah. I get this question a lot. Jeremiah is who he goes by now, but pre-sobriety, we've been dating since right when I got out of high school. We started dating. We've been together over 17 years. So I will call him Jeremy because that's what he went by before pre-sobriety day, which I was around for. But now he goes by Jeremiah. So feel free to call him whatever you want. Anytime any woman comes into my world or he comes to an event or he's part of anything, he always knows my community because a lot of them will call him Jeremy because I call him Jeremy, but nobody else calls him that. Everyone else calls him Jeremiah. So long story short, back when we started the Destined to Be podcast, that was supposed to be his solo podcast. And he told me he came home from a mastermind. He was in an elite level mastermind, which I ended up joining a year or two later. And he told me, he's like, I'm going to start this podcast. I'm like, awesome, good for you. And then a couple weeks later, he was like, you're going to be on this podcast. And I'm like, the hell I'm not. And I will swear on this podcast, so they'll probably have a little E. So just be mindful if you're listening with little ears, if that is on there, because I will swear sometimes. And I'm like, absolutely fucking not. I am not going to be on this podcast. I have nothing to say. My anxiety was building and I was already sweating. And I'm like, this is your thing. I don't want any part of this. And he's like, no, you're going to be on it and it's going to be great. And I'm like, F you, guy. Absolutely fucking not. I don't want to be anywhere near this podcast. Well, now looking back 3 years later, obviously I was co-hosting on the podcast, but the first handful, 10, 20 episodes, we had to stop mid-episode because we were both about to flip the tables over where we were recording in our dining room because I could not get a handle on the fact that somebody would want to listen to what I have to say because this was supposed to be his show. He was doing all the things and I was just like, here I am, like, who wants to listen to anything I have to say? And it was bad, you guys. Like, it was
not good.
I was in tears some of the times because he would push my buttons and like activate and trigger the fuck out of me because he'd be like, well, what do you think about this certain thing? And I could just hear the tone in his voice that he was really trying to like push it and get me right to say and open up. And I was not having it. And you can probably go back and listen to some of the very early episodes and you can hear it in my voice that I'm just like, I'm gonna fuck you up after this podcast. Like, I do not want to be here. I hate this. And so I really had to do a lot of the work to be able to realize that I do have a message to share. And I really hope when you're listening to this that you can feel yourself in this space if you're in a season of your life where you know you have something. You have a message, you have a vision, you have a big dream. Something's been placed in your heart. Something's been placed within you because if it's in you, it's for you, right? You'll see a lot of people out there in this space saying those things. And I truly believe it. I subscribe to that. If something is placed within your heart and in your soul, it is meant for you. And it's meant for you to lean in and either figure out or navigate how to bring this thing into the world if it's in alignment with you, right? Sometimes you get crazy ideas and you're like, maybe not that. Maybe I don't need to share that, right? But the ones that are deep down within you, those are the ones that are meant to come to fruition. And it's up to you to navigate how you're going to take the action steps that accompany this big vision, this big dream, this big idea, this big thing. And maybe it's a smaller thing. It doesn't have to be this massive thing. It can be a smaller thing. Whatever it is, whatever message you're meant to be sharing in this space, maybe you can hear yourself in this because I really had to sit with that, do a lot of inner work of who even wants to hear this podcast? Why would anybody want to hear my opinion? And actually, I use this example within my group coaching programs. I've done 7 or 8 rounds of the Level Up group, and I would use this story as an example because I have a signature process that's going to be coming in a digital product form sometime in Q1 of 2024 that I really curated, walked through the steps myself, and then brought this process to the women who are in my groups and community because this is what helped me get past this block and the sticking point of who even wants to hear this? Why me? Why would anybody bother, right? And I have a signature step and process that I'm going to be bringing to you January, February, March of 2024, that you're going to be able to sit down and go through this structure yourself if you're in this season. So if I wouldn't have leaned in and realized, yes, there's a lot of things that this world needs to hear that I have to share, none of this would be here. None of this would be here. I've had well over 100 women go through that program. I've had 50 plus women come to my retreats. And that is truly like the Super Bowl of these experiences, is coming on a women's retreat. If I wouldn't have done that work and gave myself the permission to activate, and at that point in my life, it meant something so much different than what it does now. Because what I'm getting to with that story is that I have had a story and belief that my husband, and if you're married or in a relationship, maybe you have felt this way, that he was the star of the relationship. He is a generator, an Enneagram 7. And if you haven't met him, you know, you need to know those things about this personality that he is, which is beautiful and great. It's just not me. We work together so beautifully. Like, we have such a beautiful marriage and relationship, but we are completely different. We are two different energy types, two different personality types. And the way that he operates is loud, and he's like the life of the party. And I'm a projector, Enneagram 3 on human design. If you're not familiar with human design, I'm hoping to bring somebody on who can really deep dive into human design for us. And for me, that looks completely different than his personality type, generator energy, Enneagram 7. And I really had to sit with that I have my own gifts. I'm able to give myself the permission I need. I can give me that. Nobody else out there is going to give you that. Yes, you get external validation from social media and friends and likes and comments and all the things, right? But that's external. Those things are great, but that's external. Only you can give yourself the permission to activate all of these gifts that you have. And that comes with taking massive action, yes, or taking a little bit of action, taking aligned action, but also doing the inner work with the somatic tools. Allowing yourself to drop into breath, sound, and movement is the way to move energy through your body. If you're unfamiliar, breath work, breathing, sound, making sounds with your voice, using your voice, and movement, moving this energy through your body. And I really had to deep dive and get clear on what this looked like. I'm like, oh man, this is the work. Here's the work. I'm entering like this big level work of what it means to give myself permission to activate. And I will tell you this as well. When my brand and my business really started to evolve, I want to say this was 2021. Maybe going into 2022, my programs were filling. The podcast was doing amazing together. I started hosting my first retreat. The first retreat I ever hosted was in Austin, Texas, such a beautiful city. And I'm going on my fifth retreat this year, which we'll get into in later episodes. But my business was expanding. My brand was evolving. I was really starting to step into more of who I was, more of who Mallory is. And it took a toll on our relationship a little bit, because now I was starting to grow. And this isn't anything we haven't talked about on the Destined to Be podcast. If Jeremy was sitting right here, we'd deep dive into this, and I'll bring him on as a guest for sure, which is funny now to have him a guest in my own podcast. But my growth was really activating and triggering something within him that we had to take a step back. And I became a supportive role for him in his inner work that he was going through. And this really took me on a roller coaster journey of, oh my gosh, I'm getting too big. I am really stepping out of my shell and evolving into who I am. And this is a lot for our relationship. So I had to take a little, I didn't have to, I chose to take a step back to really support him in his own inner work. And now, coming back from that, coming back from 2021, 2024 just started, and the evolution now of both of us doing our deep, deep inner work and healing, our healing work, to really get clear and really fine tune and see where we're getting activated and where we're getting triggered and really how to navigate this. Now I'm in a place, both of us are in a place that this is feeling really, really good. And I can't even tell you in the last year how much inner work that I have done, which consists of, you know, breath work, really deep mentorship. I worked with an amazing friend and mentor. He lives in Austin. He's done amazing things for both me and my husband and, you know, the inner healing work. I've done a lot of plant medicine ceremonies in Journey Space. I have found so many close friendships. I shouldn't say so many. I have had a select few close relationships of women who we really allow ourselves to drop in deep, and a lot of somatic tools as far as music and movement and coming back home to myself. And I don't like those, I don't love the broad terms of like, get back in your body and like, just get to know it. Like, we're going to get really specific on this podcast. And this is episode one, so we're not going to go as deep, but really getting in tune with your own body, with my own needs, slowing down enough to step out of the chaos of kids, businesses, life, travel, house responsibilities, all of it, and taking a step back to give myself a little bit of space, which looks like for me, clearing my calendar and getting really intentional on how I'm spending my time. And I use a paper calendar still. I use Google Cal. Finally, I got onto the digital calendar space. And I have a really large wall calendar that shows the year 2024. And I take these calendars and these schedules and block out space and give myself time. And that space does not consist of just mindlessly scrolling on Instagram or binge watching Netflix. And sometimes I do those things. I'm human, right? But when I'm looking to create space and clear these spaces in my schedule and calendar, I have to be really intentional. So coming back to this permission to activate through my own brand evolution, my own personal work and expansion, I had to figure out that I get to give myself, I don't have to, I get to give myself the permission to activate and honor my own needs in the process. And this can be challenging, you guys. This can be some of the biggest work that you might find yourself entering into. For me, like I said, it was not safe to honor my needs. I would be in fight, flight, freeze, fawn for the majority of my life. And coming back home to myself to give myself the permission to activate, holy shit, you guys, holy shit, it is deep and it can be a little scary. It is deep and it's scary and it's freaking awesome. It is so incredible, but there's so many things that comes along with it. So during this process, I was allowing myself, and I wouldn't call it a shadow because I was never in my husband's shadow. However, internally, I may have felt that, like subconsciously, I may have felt that way because he was the big personality, right? And we went through our master coaching certification, which was such a beautiful program to gain the knowledge and experience and one-to-one client experience. We had to do over 200 hours of one-to-one coaching in that container. And that really allowed myself to sink into the gifts that I have and the experience that I have and what I really want to bring into this world. So it really is about overcoming some of the fears that we have, the imposter syndrome that we have, the beliefs and the stories that we hold within ourselves to be true. And it really is just questioning those things. It's questioning them. Like, if you really allowed yourself the time and space to slow down enough to see how you're reacting, responding to these beliefs, what you're holding as true, a very common question that I bring into a lot of my one-to-one coaching containers is that true? Because for so long, we operate in the mentality of these beliefs and stories that we have formed in our childhood all the way up until now, that these things are true. Yep, that's true. And when I'm elevated in a heightened state of arousal, I'm like, fuck yeah, that's true, right? Like, of course it's true. And then when I'm allowing myself to have the space, to have the breath, to have the sound, to have the movement, to really feel the feelings and experience the safety, then I get to ask myself, is this true? And for the most part, it ain't true, you guys. These things, these stories that we tell ourselves, like, they're not true. We've just held them to be true for so long as that we can remember, that they become part of our identity. And we're going to be breaking that. We're going to be breaking that here on this podcast. in my women's mastermind that I'm bringing into this world in early 2024, in the women's retreat that's coming July 2024, in the products that I'm launching, in the monthly workshops that I have. I'm also going to be working on a digital form of these monthly workshops. I actually beta tested it with one of my dear friends and clients. She's came on a ton of, you know, she's been on retreats, she's been in my programs, and she did a virtual experience and it was amazing. So I'm going to be adding a virtual element to this as well. But I really want you to ask yourself, how can you give yourself the permission to activate you to the next level? What does that look like for you? What does it look like? Does it look like taking more action, taking more risks? Does it look like clearing your calendar and giving yourself space? Does it look like finding the support and network or sisterhood circle or coach or mentor? What does it look like for you? What does it look like? And you don't have to know the how right now. You don't have to know how you're going to do it, but really allow yourself to sit into the vision of what's possible, because it may be available to you right now, even if you can't see where it is. Because a lot of the work that I've had to do was remove a lot of the clutter and like the murkiness of what goes on in my head and in my body to bring myself back to a place of clarity. And what that looked like, this actually came through in a plant medicine ceremony that I was sitting there, and I could see like all of this chaos that was happening. And what I saw was a bright white light that was my center, that went down the center of my body, like through my spine all the way up to my crown chakra, which is the, you know, very top of your head. It was this glowing bright white light. And all I had to do was clear out some of the clutter that was blocking that light from shining through. And I know that sounds maybe a little woo-woo or out there for some of us, and that's okay. And if that is like, what are you talking about, girl? That's fine. But if you can kind of visualize where in your life you're experiencing some of this clutter, whether it's mental, physical, emotional. For me, I had to do a lot of decluttering of my house and a lot of decluttering of my schedule and a lot of decluttering of my goals and all of these things and focuses and intentions, that I really had to come back to a place of center. And that felt in alignment to me. I get asked the question, well, what does being alignment mean? And for me, it's coming back to a place that feels in flow, that feels like there's no a lot of stickiness, like a lot of sticking points and a lot of blockages. Yes, those things are going to come up, because when you reach, or when you're in the process of reaching that next level, there's going to be some blockages and some stories and some beliefs that come up that you're like, holy shit, absolutely not. This is going to be an uphill battle, and it might be, but that's how you know you're on the trajectory of growth, right? That's how you know you're moving forward into what's in alignment. You can feel it as a sense of self that you're like, fuck yes, more please. And that is what so many of us are striving to do. You just have to give yourself the permission to activate these parts. This is the work, you guys. This is the work. The work is a blend of taking massive, inspired, aligned action, maybe smaller aligned action, and pairing it with finding that safety within yourself, finding the support that you need in order to get yourself to that next level. That really is what it is. And that is why I'm starting this podcast. It's a beautiful blend of like, and I've been sharing some of this and some of the feedback that I've gotten on my emails and stuff. They're like, it's just like a really cool blend of being really bougie and really grounded and really just like all of it is encompassed in one. And that is who I am. And I'm not for everybody. And that's okay, because neither are you. We want to be out there for everybody. But let me tell you, you can't be for everybody. You're going to find your people. If you're in the space that you're creating community or launching something online or whatever it is, you don't have to be an entrepreneur to listen to this podcast. This podcast is for the woman who is looking for her own permission to activate, whatever that means. That could mean seeking out a more embodied relationship. That could mean showing up in your best form as a mother. That could be in your business. That could be anywhere. This is open to interpretation, but Jeremy would always say, my husband, you're a seeker. Like if you're listening to this podcast, you're a seeker. You're seeking something, right? You're seeking a more aligned, higher version of yourself, realizing that you don't have to change. You're not broken. You are not broken. You've just been through some shit because we've all been through some shit. Okay? You've been through some shit and now we're going to navigate it and we're going to dive in and we're not going to spiritually bypass anything because that's BS. Yes, those things happened for you. They didn't happen to you. They happened for you, right? You hear that all over the place. Yes, those things happened. But we're not going to go back and be like, yeah, it made me stronger and forget about all the feelings and emotions that were tied to it. No, we're going to dive into those things once your body signals that it's ready. And then we're going to work with it. We're going to get curious about it. We're going to bring in some somatics. We're going to bring in some support. We're going to bring in those divine conversations and friendships, because that's how I want to look at this podcast, this platform, is that you can tune into this show, take what you want, take what is landing for you, leave what isn't, come back to this episode in a different season of life, and you're going to hear an entirely different and new perspective on it because you have evolved. You have become more embodied in your own journey because your journey is your journey. It is yours. And all we're doing is getting a little bit closer to that true version of self, that white light that I saw. That is my true form of self. And I know these things need to be shared. And I could not be more freaking excited to share the Permission to Activate podcast and brand evolution and events and workshops and emails. So if you are getting value, or if you're feeling connected, or if you're feeling lit up and you're like, yes, I needed to hear this today, send this to a friend. If you think she might want to dive in and listen and get some little nuggets, whatever nuggets you pulled out, she might hear something completely different, which is beautiful because you are who you are. If you are looking to get more involved in community, if you are local, I am in Metro Detroit in the Michigan area. And if you're looking to get that personal connection on a monthly basis, I have monthly mind, body, breath activation workshops that the first two dates of the year have already been selected. Those will be coming soon. I'm going to have a brand new website, like a little portal, a little hub where you can go check out all of the things. You can come and attend my 90-minute monthly workshops. You can find those over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell. You can find me over there. And if you're looking to take this to the next level. Well, before I should say that, you can also subscribe to my weekly emails. They are weekly energy drops where I am sharing my favorite products, rituals, habits, coffee orders. Like between the email and podcast platforms, like this is where you're going to get a lot more juiciness than over on Instagram or Facebook, or where I'm not really on Facebook, but even more than over on Instagram. Like we're going to get real vulnerable. I'm going to bring on some very intentional guests. This show is going to be a lot of solo episodes, but I will be bringing in a few intentional, curated, specific guests. And if you have somebody that you want to hear from, drop into my DMs over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell, and you can share who you would love to hear from. But it's going to be very specific. Like we're going to go very micro, very specific, just like these emails. You're going to get rituals, tips, habits, journal prompts, more stories over there than I can even share on social platforms. As you guys know, it's a little bit more regulated over there. Between podcasts and emails, this is where you're going to get like the inner workings of my brain, how I think, how I operate, stories that I've been through, and really the tea. Like you're going to get some juiciness coming out of this platform and the weekly email drops. And then if you are really looking to take this shit to the next level, like the next level, next level, I have a women's mastermind, women only mastermind. It's for, I don't want to say high achieving women, but like the women who are ready to start activating, integrating, find that next level sisterhood. I will be completely honest. You'll hear me say this in a lot of episodes, that almost all of my female friendships that we go really deep have come from masterminds or retreats. And I will just say that because there is a different level of woman who is investing her time, energy, and money to be a part of these circles. And this is what you can expect coming from this women's mastermind. It's going to be a small, intimate container that will start somewhere in the late winter to early spring of 2024. And then we're going to be headed into retreat season, which is this July. It's local as far as where I'm logistically located in Michigan. It's from driving distance to Michigan. However, there is an airport you can fly in if you're listening to this and you're not in the local area. I only have a certain amount of spots. I want to say 2 spots have already been filled for this retreat before it has even launched publicly. And the location will be dropping as, again, taking messy action. I don't even know when this podcast is going to air. It's going to come out sometime in January. The retreat location may have been announced yet by the time this is airing out here for you. However, it is a freaking magical place. Like when I say it's magical, it is a brand new home. There's going to be, I think, 10 to 12 women in this space. The spaces do fill quickly, and I'm going to be launching or announcing the retreat location within the next 2 weeks. And it's like taking your own personal development journey. It's like on steroids. I've added a day to this retreat. It is now 4 nights, 5 days, and I'm bringing in a few curated, intentional guests again. And this is the space. Like when I say it's the space, it is the space. Like it is the space to fully disconnect as much as you can from, I don't want to say your life is chaos, but like sometimes my life is chaos, right? So like all of the stuff that's swirling about in your life, you get time and space to disconnect and tap in and tune in to you with the support right there. Like the support, not only from me, but from the other women who are a part of this retreat. And that you can't even put into words. When I have women come in to this retreat space and we're, you know, hearing their testimonials and sharing about their experience, they're like, I can't even begin to describe this unless you're there. And that is the energy, because it's like taking a 3 to 6 to 8 month personal development course, program, journey, and condensing it into 5 days. And you will walk into those doors a version of yourself. And when you leave those doors, you're a more embodied, expanded version of self with new tools, new connections, new relationships, new rituals to immediately integrate into your life. There is no, like, if you've ever gone to a personal development, like, event or workshop, and I will only say this from previous experiences, like, I used to go to these conferences for my network marketing events or other personal development things, and when you take like pages and pages of notes and you're like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? You get like bombarded with so much information and content that I would leave with notebooks full. And when I would get home, I'm like, well, screw this. Like, this is way too much stuff to even think about doing. I'm going to do none of it right now. It's not like that. It's not like that. There is so much flow with accompanied with the workshops and intentional experiences that we do. There's a lot of downtime because I have a lot of moms who come on these retreats, myself included, that you don't want to be, you're not responsible for anyone or anything. You are responsible for you. You can take a nap. You can take a walk. You can take a dip in the pool. You can go in the hot tub. Like, it is your space to do and feel and be and show up in any way that you choose to do so. With the support and one-to-one space with me, that you can come into the space. Sometimes the women have an idea of what you want to talk about, or sometimes they wait until they get there and like, this is really what I want to bring to this space. And you get the support and guidance and mentorship and leadership. We do breath work, we do group walks, we do really amazing workshops and rituals that will set you up for success to immediately bring into your lives. So that when you go home, you're your husband or partner, your kids, your coworkers, your friends, they can sense something about you that has been embodied, that is more of your light shining through. And it's such a beautiful place to be. So if you are feeling inspired or connected, or that you want to be a part of all of the things that are unfolding and expanding with me in this community in 2024, head over to Instagram. Follow me over at Mallory Campbell. You'll see in my bio, there's a little link. You can press it that you can subscribe to my email. You can also just send me a DM and I'll send you the link on how to get these weekly energy drops, because email, you guys are going to be the first one to get like the juicy juice and get the first dibs and first availability of all of the things. That's where it's going to land first is for you email people and right here on the podcast. So make sure to go over to @MalloryCampbell, send me a DM or just click the link in my bio. You'll be able to subscribe to the emails. You'll be the first to know about retreats, events, workshops, some digital fun products that I have launching, masterminds, and more, because there are spot and space limits on all of these things. So it's like first come, first serve. Once they're gone, they're gone. So if this is something that is feeling in alignment with you, I would love to connect. I would also love if you gave this podcast a rating and review. I will be having something coming out along with that when this fully launches over on Instagram, on my website, all of the things. But if you were to leave a rating and review, that's really how I can boost this show and serve more people. And if you have anything that you want to hear on this podcast, a guest that you want to hear from, a really specific topic, head over to Instagram and drop me a DM and I will bring it into the space. So thank you guys so much for tuning in to the very first episode of the Permission to Activate podcast. There is so much more to come and I will talk to you guys soon. Hey, Quantum Queen, thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram @MalloryCampbell and make sure you're following the show @PermissionToActivate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.